This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat in Salomon District. The Army cutworm, the Army worm, and the fall cutworm are all similar sounding but different species of worms that can be a problem in wheat. The fall cutworm is one that migrates in from the southern states each year. These are often worse in more mild years and in wheat fields following corn. They can also be a problem in alfalfa fields and in pastures. Fall armyworms will continue to feed until temperatures cool into the mid-20s, as they can't overwinter here. True armyworms in fall wheat are those that stuck around from the corn and sorghum, but these worms should go dormant as we head into colder temperatures. They'll be back in May and June, however, when this species is usually an issue. The army cutworm is one that is more of a problem in central and western Kansas, but we do have them here in the southeast as well. The army cutworm never goes dormant in the winter, and will feed whenever temperatures get above freezing. For aphids, we have two species of concern, the green bug and the bird cherry oat aphid. Both of these species do very well in cool weather and can be a problem late into the fall and early in the spring. It's important not to preemptively treat fields for aphids without a positive crop inspection. This time of year, the treatment threshold is 50 aphids per linear row foot. Please give me a call if you have any questions over crop pests in your wheat field. The number is 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.